peace and blessings. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever day or time it is that you are listening to the Cold World Podcast with DBJ and Michelle. Pardon my voice. Just got up. About to get ready to go to work. Just poured myself a cup of cafe. That just means I poured myself a cup of coffee. Shout out Colectivo Coffee, 1L. Drinking it out of my Nina Simone coffee mug. Shout out Nina Simone. Great artist. Go check her out on the YouTubes or the Spotify's or whatever. Yep, Nina Simone. She's one of the only artists that can make me like cry like on sight. Like, there's literally only a handful of artists that can do that. To where, like, I can hear a song and there's, like, potential, like, I'll cry. You know, certain songs will be making you feel emotional. Certain songs just hit you. I ain't saying that you do cry, but they make you, like, just feel emotional and shit or whatever. You know what I mean? I think y'all know what I'm talking about. But she's one of those artists that does that for me. Yep. Like, I can hear a Nina Simone song and just, yeah, it's crazy, though. She's one of my favorites, though. Anyways, so let's see. Just want to say, we just want to take a second to say we appreciate everyone listening. Don't mind the microwave. But yeah, we just want to say we appreciate everyone that's listening from all the countries, from all the states in the United States. You know what I mean? Wherever you're listening, taking the time out to check us out, we really appreciate it. You know what I mean? Like I said the other day, there's so many different kinds of podcasts to listen to. You know what I mean? So we appreciate that people take the time to listen. Because I feel like what happens with most podcasts, not all. I know that a lot of, you know, people download podcasts and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But I feel like, well, I know for me, like when I listen to a podcast, more times than not, whether it's someone like put me up on a podcast, or it's one that I discovered myself, or whatever, however I come across it, normally, like, I'll like look at it, check, you know, kind of see what it's about and stuff like that. You'll read the header or whatever and all that, kind of what they talk about. And then you normally like find an episode and you kind of see what they're talking about in the episode and you kind of see if it jives with what you kind of talk or what you're interested in, right, or whatever. And then you end up hitting play. You're like, you scroll through the episodes until you find something you like and then you hit play. You normally don't go to a podcast like right away and then just like download their episodes. I think most people don't do that. Like, that doesn't even make sense, right? So you normally just, you listen to the stuff, but not actually download it. And then, like, people might listen to stuff and be like, oh, this is pretty good. So then maybe they start downloading stuff. But I feel like most people just, like, they listen. Like, I know I do that. Like, there's podcasts and YouTube channels that I listen to and watch. Where I have not downloaded any of their episodes. I just listen to them. And same thing with like YouTube. There's people that I might watch their channel or whatever. I might have watched the episode but have not subscribed to their channel or nothing like that. So, this first sip was good as hell this morning. All right, y'all. I'm going to get my ass in the shower. You know what I mean? Finish getting ready for work. Get out here. Watch the news for a few minutes and then take my ass to work for a few hours, y'all. All right. Do something good for somebody. Keep yourself safe. Keep yourself out of trouble. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, I saw my PO yesterday. Came and did the little home visit and stuff like that. Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy. We're just talking about like how I'm pretty much done, you know. And she was just saying like, you know, when next summer comes, because Michelle was kind of asking her like how it works too. already know how it works, but you know. So basically, like, when this summer comes up and my discharge date comes, like, when that date, like, they just send paperwork. It's not like you go in there and you gotta sign paperwork and there's all this, like, oh, big deal about it. It's not like when the day that I discharge, when that midnight, when that day comes, I'm done. I officially get off parole. I don't have to, like, go in and sign paperwork and do all this and that and have, like, they don't do that. They boom, and then they mail the discharge papers to your house. Like, who's not going to sign their discharge papers off parole? You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's, yeah, but we were just talking about that, and then she was telling me how, like, as far as she knows, I'm the only one that completed the earn release program that has never fucked up again. Yep, she said out of her clients and shit like that, because she used to work, you know, she used to do that shit. But I remember, man, because I could have chose not to do that program. Because like I was telling y'all before, I only saved 6 months by me doing that program. Had I not done that earn release program, I would have still got released. Like, my MR date would have, it only changed it by 6 months is what I'm saying. So that goes to show you right there how much I wanted to change the way I think and just change my life around. Because I was sick of coming back to prison. I wanted to be on the stay out plan, not the get out plan. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, she was just saying too, like, obviously I can't tell y'all what, you know, the PO and them all talk about, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you just don't want to be doing all that shit. But she basically just told me that, like things, certain things have changed. And she was just saying, like, how the state is wanting people to have more of an opportunity to get released early, to earn their release, not just get out, but, like, to earn their release and to create more programs for people to earn their release, like the earn release program. Remember, we were telling y'all before, like, you know, it was only for nonviolent offenders. I don't know. I didn't ask her that. But, like, I don't, she said that more people are eligible for earn release program now. You know, it's not quite as tough to get enrolled in a program because you have to be eligible. Nonviolent offense, all that, like, certain stuff, right? You might meet 14 of the 15 requirements, but that one would knock you out and then you couldn't participate. You know what I mean? So now it seems like they've, you know, made it easier for more people to participate in. Because you get a lot out of that program. That earn release program helped me so much. I got discipline. I got some structure out of that. I was able to talk about my issues and problems and shit like that. You know what I mean? And I had to break down, like, I had to learn how to critical think. I had to learn how to, the difference between, you know, the critical thinking and rational thinking, and learning how to, I had to learn that being upset and being angry is okay. It's a natural emotion, but it's what you do with the anger. I had to learn that life's about choices and decisions. It's all based off the decisions that we make and the relationships that we build, life and all that. Anyways, I'm getting off, but yeah, but it was nice. So, all right, y'all. I got the shower running. I should probably go get in it before the water runs out. All right, y'all. Let's get back to this episode. But the moral of the story is, yeah, I'm happy to be almost done with this shit. I've earned it. Like I was telling, because, oh, there was a funny part, too. Michelle and my PO, they were talking, right, and then we were just saying how, like, you know, it's going to be nice to be done and not have to, like, ask to do everything. Like, because she was like, it'd be nice, like, if we want to go somewhere on a trip and not have to, like, stop and ask somebody for permission and all that. So they were kind of laughing about that and stuff like that. And then Michelle was like, yeah, you could probably even have a beer if you want to. And then I was just like, nah. And then my PO kind of started laughing and stuff like that. And she was like, yeah, they're nasty anyways. Because, like, I was like, no, I'm not going to drink. I'm not interested. You know what I mean? I'm not going to start boozing it up and shit like that just because I can, because I'm off parole. I'm going to maintain my discipline and not do any of that stuff. I may not even smoke weed, y'all. I've been without that shit for so long. Like, I may just be like, fuck that. You know what I mean? But yeah. It took a lot of discipline though, y'all, because when I first got released, when I was first like going to jail and prison and I get released and all that, I'd go back to smoking weed and get in trouble. I didn't even care. Like, I'd go in to see my PO and drop dirty. I wouldn't even give a fuck. Like, my mentality was just like, whatever. You know? But like, that's what I said. I had to change my way of thinking. I'm like, dude, that shit's temporary. It ain't going nowhere. Weed's going to be here forever. Why would you risk your freedom? And even though, like, I knew in my mind back then, I'm like, that's petty as hell for them to, like, threaten to lock you up for smoking weed. Like, that whole shit was dumb as hell to me back then. But I knew the consequences, and I was like, man, fuck that. I'm not willing to go back no more for some weed. For some weed, for something that's temporary, y'all. That's, you're going to be high for an hour or two, or however long you're high, and then that's just going to wear off. And then you got to worry about, you know what I'm saying? You got to worry about going in to see your PO and getting dropped and all that and all that. Now, the high done wore off, but the worry didn't. I got sick of dealing and worrying about that. I got, you know what I mean? I'm like, fuck that shit, man. So, yeah. But, yeah. So, yep, I'll be done, y'all, next summer. This coming up summer. 6 months. Yeah. She said, I just got 2 more phone calls I got to make. You know, because I call in once every 3 months. So, that's it. Yep. She came and did the home visit and stuff yesterday. And, yep, everything went good. Yep. So, and low-key, I know Michelle, like, there's a part of her probably doesn't, because I asked her, too, you know, because, like, even when you know you're, like, you know, you're not doing anything wrong, you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing, right, there's still this, like, feeling that comes over you. Like, when I used to go see my PO back in the day in the office, like, when you, like, everything would be on the up and up, like, you ain't doing nothing wrong, right, you're as perfect as can be. But when you walk into that parole office, you just feel like, I can't explain it, like, there's this feeling that comes over you, like, yeah. Man, it just feels so good to just know I'm going to just be able to just come and go as I want, you know what I mean? But like I told Michelle, like, you know, that's not a license to just do and say what you want, like, you know, we also have rules we gotta follow and shit just in society, right? We all do. You know what I mean? And just, I know I wanna travel more and do stuff, but we are talking about taking a road trip the train from Wisconsin to Colorado, and then Colorado, and then from Colorado we'll get a rental, you know, truck or van or whatever, car, and then drive to Cali. So we'll see. We'll talk more about that. Michelle's still in the bed, though. I still haven't gotten in the shower. I'm still chatting it up with y'all, but I got to get in the shower because I got to get leaving in a little bit. All right, y'all. Culver's. Y'all hear Chewy? He's ordering what he wants. Chewie's like, I'll take a crispy chicken sandwich, a concrete mixer, and some fries. Yeah, we're at Culver's, y'all. Never had a negative experience at Culver's. Now watch today be the day.
Oh, last time I got your order wrong. Oh, that
you
is
had
right.
A single, and they gave you a double.
They gave me a double, yeah. I wasn't really that hungry to get. That was the only F up so far.
And we couldn't get the ketchup open.
Oh, yeah, so that's true, too. What y'all like from Culver's? Wherever you're listening from, they may not have Culver's. They do have Culver's in some Midwestern states. So weren't we watching a YouTube channel?
It was Michigan, I think.
Whose channel was that? And they were talking about going to Culver's.
Maria.
Was it?
Yeah, because her nieces and nephews were in town, and her dad said he was taking them to Culver's.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yep. Shout out Roman Reckless. She finally got a video uploaded.
Right.
Shout out Maria, though. But, yeah, she was telling it how she had went home for the holidays or whatever, and she was...
Strawberry shake?
Yes, and she was talking about how her family was going to Culver's or whatever. And I was like, oh, they got that in Michigan, too, then. Okay.
Yes, can I have the butter burger with cheese basket, a double? No onions? Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine. A strawberry shake. The drink will be a water. And then can I have the... No, I want the water too, yeah. And then I'll have a bacon blue pub burger. And that's all.
And with the pub burger in a basket as well?
No, just burger. No lettuce.
Okay,
yes.
I think he said extra cheese.
And that's all for you today?
No, that's it. He said just cheese. Yes. Michelle. Thank you.
They need to get their microphone, their intercom system together. Y'all messing up our content. No,
I'll ask for ketchup.
We're trying to get this Culver's experience.
Right.
You know, we have nothing but good things to say about y'all for the most part.
Yes. Yes, please.
We should have said the order was for Chewy.
Thank you.
The order is for Chewy. It's just ketchup.
Oh, thank you. You too.
It's just ketchup, Chewy. And water.
It's supposed to rain like all tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why don't these people pull all the way up?
Right. They probably got their head buried in their phone. So, baby, tell them the idea that I had suggested to you for our road trip. Remember last night I was saying about the train and then the rental? And you did say, you were like, I was surprised, cause, real quick, y'all. I had thought of a scenario, right, because I don't want to fly and all that. And we really want to go to Cali, but it's so far, right? And Michelle doesn't want to drive. And I respect that. So I was trying to figure out a way to make it happen. And I suggested something to her, and she was like, that actually may work. I was kind of surprised because I thought she would have been like, nah, or whatever, but.
So you suggested that we take a train to Colorado and then drive from Colorado to California.
That sounds feasible, don't it? Because it's only, I looked on the map, there's only two states between Colorado. We could go, it would be Utah and Arizona, I believe.
Okay, and that would... I mean, since you are absolutely not flying,
yeah, I'm just
that
not,
is
y'all.
A good compromise because I am absolutely not driving across the country.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's called compromise, y'all. So basically the train ride would be from Wisconsin to Colorado. That's three states. And then once, and then when we get the rental in Colorado, we only got to go two more states. So there's only five, not only, there's, it's, it ends up being a long distance if you're actually driving it. But there's only five states in between Wisconsin and California if you go down that way. Because you can go another way, like through the Dakotas and all that.
Yeah.
And, but I would assume though that's more land, which would mean more driving probably.
Yeah, and you have to think of like the terrain.
Yeah.
Too. Mm-hmm. So that's a an okay compromise.
Yeah. And then we'll just have to look. I wonder. I'll look it up just to see the distance between Colorado. Well, obviously, you know, we'd be in a specific spot in Colorado, but basically, I'll just say from, like, Denver to Cali. I wonder how long that is. I'm going to guesstimate 8-9 hours.
Oh, I think longer than that.
Maybe 12?
Yeah, probably.
About that 12 hours?
A little bit closer.
And that's not bad.
No.
That'll take a little breaks.
Yeah, we'll have a little Chewy with us.
Yep, Chewy's going with us. Yep, road trip.
He can be on a train, I do know that.
Mm-hmm. And I've never taken a train. I think our food's coming now.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for anything.
You too. See? They're even kind of friendly at, at Culver's too.
Yeah.
Even if they're probably in a, like that lady might, that girl might have been in a bad mood, but she was like, okay, I gotta perform. I gotta get out here, get these people their food, and at least put a smile on my face and act like I'm in a good mood. Right. Versus some people that you can tell they're at work and they do not want to be. It almost looks like someone made them go to work.
Yeah.
The way they look like, damn. Like,
that means that they have good manners.
Yeah, yeah, that's a sign of that too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where else were we where they were super friendly? Oh, Wild Fork.
Mm-hmm.
They're always like, "Can I help you find anything today?"
Mm-hmm.
Then when you're like checking out, they like engage with you, like,
right.
If they've eaten what you're buying.
Oh yeah.
They're like, "Oh, this stuff is so good."
Like when she said the cheesecake that we brought, she recommended. She was like, "Oh, you're gonna love this." She was right too. That cheesecake was, man, that cheesecake was fire.
And then, like every time I get those potatoes,
mm-hmm.
they're always like, "Oh my God, these are so good."
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know what does this say a number. What's that say on there? Can't tell if that says a number two or.
Is yours wrapped?
Let's see. I'm just opening it up.
That's the blue.
That's your pub burger. Ooh, that looks good. Michelle got a pub burger. Wow. Is that Swiss cheese on there? The cheese is white.
Yeah, and then it's crumbled blue cheese on it. It's so good.
I love blue cheese.
And then it has like a caramelized onion jam on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so delicious.
Chewy, you want a french fry? Jesus Christ, he grabbed that like a orca. So Michelle has great discipline when it comes to food, like when we go to fast food. She has great discipline with not eating her meal until we get to the crib or whatever. Me, I get right after it.
I can't eat and drive.
Right. But she will eat the fries, though, because those are easy. More, yeah. You can just kind of reach.
Yeah.
Burger's hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Fries right here, baby, if you're interested. Burger's nice and hot. We got there, I think they opened it.
10.
We saw Paco out there spray washing the ground and shit too.
How about somebody dropped a shake yesterday?
Mm-hmm. And they were like, "Paco, get out there."
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a strawberry shake.
How is it?
Really good. It's mixed right. Because sometimes you can tell, like, it had, like, not Culver's, but sometimes strawberry shake or shake from a place, you can tell that it's, like, Hershey. You can tell, like, it's just a Hershey sauced up. Or you can tell, like, they didn't really stir it up good, or it's just, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, it tastes generic.
How's your burger?
Burger is super fire. It's nice and hot. Should we want a little taste of this burger?
He's like, of course I do. Mm-hmm. Is that even a question?
Is that a question? Yeah, y'all. So my PO just came and did the home visit. That was the last one. Michelle was funny. She was like, what did you say? You were like, Michelle was like, only 6 more months. She was like, maybe you'll have a beer. We all started laughing and shit. That was funny.
Yeah.
So just 2 more phone calls, y'all. That's it. And she told us, she was saying, like, basically, a lot of stuff has changed. Like, she was saying that Governor Evers, like, wants to start, she was saying for the earned release program how it's not quite as hard to become eligible to participate in it now, you know?
That's good.
Oh, yeah. Ease some of that overcrowding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on my 5th PO. Huh. 5th and last one. Yep, I was like, nah, I'm good on the beer. But it's nice knowing that I could have one if I want.
Right. I guess that's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like...
like, just the freedom of it.
You can do it and not...
and how you were saying, like, we can just go places without having to ask somebody for their permission. It's like, damn, I'm already released. Like, y'all can't be... how are you going to, like, release someone from prison but then say they can't leave the state to do anything? It's like, you guys released me. You can't watch people 24 hours a day. Like
you felt I was good enough to get out of
exactly
prison.
Exactly, baby. Exactly. So why do you need... right. So why do I need your permission just to go to Chicago or something if I want to? Or... yep. But overall, she's pretty smooth.
Yeah. And not a Trump supporter.
Not a Trump supporter.
Sometimes, like, when you're giving your opinion and you're not sure how the other person feels.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they're in a law enforcement type job.
Right. So you're just kind of, like, delicate about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't...
like, if I say something shitty about a dude, is she going to get mad?
Right, right, right.
It was the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This is such a strange intersection.
Mm-hmm. We're on North and Cambridge. Yeah, it is. It's weird.
Like, why? They shouldn't have people stopping there.
Mm-hmm.
They should have them stopping there. So these people can turn. Infrastructure.
Yep. Man, this strawberry shake. I think this is the best strawberry shake I've had from Culver's. To date. Wow. It's really, really, really good, y'all. Yeah. You know who else is underrated as hell? Sonic.
Oh yeah, Sonic is really good.
They are really good. They got good ass burgers. Yeah.
I think a lot of people forget that we have a Sonic.
Yeah. And it's kind of inconvenient if you're not on that part of town.
Yeah, like who's going to drive across town?
Like we got to hop on the freeway.
Or if take canal. Go.
Yeah, oh yeah, we could take
That's
canal
a quick
street,
way
yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Chewie's like, I see some loose fries there.
Here you go, Bubba.
What are you going to do about it?
There you go. All right, y'all. LOX, y'all.
That's me, the ghost.
Got it out the mud till it turned into dirt. Yeah, put the love in my hustles for earning me to work. Okay, a little pain I was feeling that buried the hurt. That just made my heart cold and very alert. They think I'm mad at him, I throw him a smirk. I can start killing niggas, I go on a spurt. Before I had the deal, I was already on. Ghost. 40 crack, I'm open, they already gone.
I am Malcolm with me and Della in the concrete jungle with knowledge of sand dwellers. Shout to the sisters, smoking while I listen to the ancestors whisper. Fight for your freedom and your rights cause you need them. And it's the tech game so your life gets deleted. If your sight ain't complete, if you ain't complete, you ain't elite. If your little brother's hungry to tell me how could she cut you. It's one for all for one. Grand Nubians, light up a doobie, give me a gun. I've been watching the news, I've been feeling the blues. You could get killed by the boys wearing the blue. And I don't mean the Crips. Talk about the cops on the strip. See the option, your options to dip. It shouldn't have to be like that. All to survive, third eye can't see like that. Ghosts.
Got it out the mud till it turned into dirt. Yeah, put the love in my hustles for earning me to work. Okay, a little pain I was feeling that buried the hurt. That just made my heart cold and very alert. Yeah, think I'm mad at him, I thought I'm a smirk. I can start killing niggas, I go on a spurt. Before I had the deal, I was already on. Before they crack, I'm open, they already gone.
Yonkers very own, Southside's finest. And I'm a miracle, cause I was nickel and diamond. Picking niggas up, picking niggas up. Off they beat, on the street, had to keep my blickers up. My homie in the pen, told them nigga chipper up. Live the city when you touch down, we gon' rip it up.
You have a complete and utter lying buffoon. I mean, I'm gonna tell you the truth. He's a fraud, he lies, he cheats people. Everything that comes out of his mouth virtually is a lie. And he's a con man, and if you look at what he's done...
Rest in peace, Rob Reiner. This is Rob Reiner.
...people into things. It's abhorrent. I never liked George W. Bush, his policies, but I didn't hate the guy. I hate this man.
It's comedy time, y'all. Comedy time. Y'all already know how we do it. We'll play some random Paul Mooney clips. He's my favorite, y'all. Due to be having my stomach hurting and laughing so hard, you know what I mean? We all have our favorite comedians, but Paul Mooney's my favorite. Rest in peace. And then Richard Pryor. I like Robin Harris. Rest in peace. Cat Williams is, you know, he's good. Wasn't a huge Bernie Mac fan. Rest in peace. But wasn't a huge Bernie Mac fan. I mean, I thought he was okay, but, like, he just wasn't that super funny to me. But, yeah, my tops are Paul Mooney, Richard Pryor, yeah. All right, y'all. Let's go. I'm gonna play 3 minutes, so you can expect 3 minutes of laughter. And he talks about everyone. All right, y'all.
They're comparing her with Mother Teresa. It's St. Oprah. I don't swear to God no more. I go, I didn't do it. I swear to Oprah. Oprah is the goddamn best. Says that Condoleezza. Condoleezza. Brown rice and beans. The most powerful black woman in the world. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Lisa. And if Oprah ever meet her, she'll knock the shit out of that bitch. That's Oprah's job. That's why my white woman, who I love, I don't give a damn, ain't no shame in my game, I love her. That's that Hillary. I love that Hillary. Oh, no, I love Hillary. Hillary talks some wild shit, and she backs it up. I'm going to take you back. That election, all that shit with Bush, she was the only one that spoke up. We should investigate Congress. It's not right. She talked up. A month ago, this is what she said. This administration's being run like a plantation. I'm from the South. I knew what the fuck she meant. And the only person that got real mad was who? Mrs. Bush. She talked shit about Hillary because she knew what she meant. What does the white man do on the plantation? He fucks the black woman. And that's exactly... And that's what she meant. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're fucking. Oh, they're fucking. And the pussy's real good. The pussy's good. The pussy's very articulate. The hairdo's fucked up, but the pussy's good. The pussy is real good. Get him, Condoleezza.
Two more minutes, y'all. Two more minutes.
There she is. Oh, black thing, there she is. Officer, there she is, officer. They were not into that. But God always gets involved. Who's that Miss whoever she was, Miss USA, the little white drug addict, remember her? Oh, I loved her. Wasn't she your favorite? That was my favorite Miss whatever it was. Hun, what's your talent? My favorite. See that little white girl, the little big lip white girl? She was in Miss what was it? Miss something just recently. And she lost because they asked her a question about Arizona. And she said, yeah, state should have its rights. And they voted against it. They got pissed off. She lost. She was cute. A little foreign girl won. But that little white girl was cute. She could have won. I wish she'd let me write for her. She'd have won.
Yeah, I hope nobody's offended. You know what I mean? If you are, like, you know what I mean? That's just something you got to work out with yourself. Because I like to laugh. I think we all need to laugh sometimes. You know what I mean? And in the comedy world, they're some of the only people that can talk about, like, all the stuff that's going on and kind of just be afforded that. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you got to laugh to keep from crying. Because this world is stressful as fuck, y'all. Right? All right, y'all. About a minute and a half more. But keep in mind, if you're not interested, you can always fast forward. But I'm going to play about maybe another 90 seconds. All right, y'all.
Let's just be real for a moment. What I got to do, move to Afghanistan to feel safe? Apparently they feel safe. We dropping bombs and food. Make your mind up. It could be a bomb or some grits and eggs. And Bush, oh my God. That little munchkin ought to be somewhere helping Santa Claus. Gonna get us into World War VI. We going right past 3. He talked more shit than Jesse Jackson. Do we have a vice president? Little rabbit has been hiding ever since 9/11. We should have known right from the beginning. Anytime you get a Bush and a Dick together, somebody gonna get fucked.
music in a little, y'all. LOX.
This is off the Back to D blog. Y'all want to check it out on the YouTubes. Mixtape.
The lyrics would be talking to you.
I am Malcolm and me and Bella in the concrete jungle with knowledge of sand dwellers. Shout to the sis chap, smoking while I listen to the ancestors whisper. Fight for your freedom and your rights cause you need them. And it's the tech days so your life gets deleted. If your sight ain't complete, if you ain't complete, you ain't elite. If your little brother's hungry, to tell me how could she come with you? It's one for all, all for one. Real Nubians, light up a doobie, give me your gun. I've been watching the news, I've been feeling the blues. You could get killed by the boys wearing the blue. And I don't mean the Crips. Talk about the cops on strips. See the option, your options to dip. It shouldn't have to be like that. On the survive, third eye, can't see like that.
All right, so I'll rewind that. Everyone was feeling that shit. I know they were. They're like, damn, that shit was nice. So I'll rewind it for y'all because y'all probably won't go on the YouTube to check it out. You're welcome. Enjoy. We all got our favorites, y'all, so you know what I mean? SP, that he's my favorite. Y'all got y'all's too, so.
I am Malcolm and me and Bella in the concrete jungle with knowledge of sand dwellers. Shout to the sis chap, smoking while I listen to the ancestors whisper. Fight for your freedom and your rights cause you need them. It's the tech days so your life gets deleted. If your sight ain't complete, if you ain't complete, you ain't elite. If your little brother's hungry, to tell me how could she come with you? It's one for all for one. Real Nubians, light up a doobie, give me your gun. I've been watching the news, I've been feeling the blue. You could get killed by the boys wearing the blue. And I don't mean the Crips. Talk about the cops on the strips. See the option, your options to dip. It shouldn't have to be like that.
Option to dip. That's why if you really talking about that this morning, that's why people flee. Police on the high speed chase, that's why. Option is an option to dip.
Why didn't you stop?
Shit, you got dope and a pistol in the car. 15 years of parole. You gonna stop and pull over?
Chip her up. We gon' rip it up. Up.
That's right.
Get the brick, whip it up. That is no longer the way. Legal money we gon' make. Legal money we gon' save. Cause the game put a lot of good niggas in the grave. Check a flag shit. Toadstone, word the nip. This is dog, nigga, what? Word the X, word the clip. Word to the California, cause this on the strip. Inhale for the pain. Then I take another sip.
I can't remember if Jada's on this one or not. He should be. Oh, another verse?
Come and kick it with styles. Like a G, you can talk in the wild. If you ever ain't paying, best thing to do is a awkward smile. And a more like, dude, is an awkward
Yes, you go to the mound.
The weak public defender.
Go and check out the foul.
Take this plea.
Learn to adapt wherever you at. This is real life. This ain't only a rap. And I told the homie Red, before I was a man, I was a boy.
Ooh, hold on. Sorry, y'all. I'm addicted to the song. I wish you could. Last one. This is the last song, y'all. I'm gonna just roll it out now. Fuck it. It's kind of different, but it's cool. Sheik's underrated. He'll be saying super basic shit, but he's good. Yeah, she got real estate on apartment buildings and all that shit. Jada.
Few of my mans and my folks was in the kitchen. Then I seen what it was with that door. We started clicking. First I started getting bundles. Now I'm getting rams. Never got a rap check. So I took another chance. Got a bad boy deal. Bought a brick with the advance. Now the whole crew eating. I'm just thinking about the fam. Trying to weigh it all out. Yeah, I'm thinking about my plans. Crib from the ground up. Just thinking about the land. For my niggas that ain't gone. All my niggas in the can. Breaking them all down. I was going hand to hand. So if I got a jump start. By my tan, they was going OT. I was here by myself. They was making good money. I was scared of Commonwealth. Woo.
Check the numbers on my. We was selling names before we made it. Benjamin's took us up out of here. First try. Big black and black. So I'm gonna my mama cry. My life is a movie.
Get a briefing at a time
because
the administration is saying this is not a military proceeding. This was a law enforcement proceeding, so we didn't have to get an authorization for Congress from going in and doing this, and we did not have to notify.
Rod, what's his name again?
Typically would.
Mon Roger, dude, to be honest.
So it is not just sort of making the case today.
Dude's only like 4 feet tall, too.
Most law enforcement arrests don't include 150 military.
Exactly.
Which is the argument that you're hearing. I want to go to Caracas, Venezuela. Our journalist, Mary Trina Mina.
Remember when that one lady ran up on Dana Bash when she was doing a book signing or something? That white lady went up there. She didn't run up on her, saying she went up to the thing. She was just, she was going off on Dana Bash. Dana Bash held her composure, though. That lady told her, she was like, you're in that big-ass mansion all alone, sleeping by yourself. That was kind of mean.
He's one of the lawmakers that is opening the session of the parliament this year from 2016 and 2031. Right now, they are speaking about the new authorities in the parliament. But before the formal opening of the session of the parliament, he had the chance to speak on behalf of his father and his wife, Cecilia Flores. Basically, Maduro Guerra said that his family has been harassed by the U.S. and the objective is to stay mobilized in the country to demand the release of them. And he signaled that he is willing to be open, as Delcy Rodriguez says, the new president in charge, to engage into negotiation, into conversations with any Latin American country or American country that wants to engage in negotiations with Venezuela, including the United States. So this is a significant change in the speech coming from the persons who are ruling the country right now. And it is also significant what I was hearing about Maduro, the presentation in court, because he, in the past few months, he spoke many times in English on national television. He says he knew well New York. He visited multiple times as a chancellor for Chavez and then as a president. And every time he had the chance to speak in English, he did so in national television back in Venezuela.
All right. Thank you so much for that. We will definitely be back to you as these court proceedings continue here in the United States. Brett, can we talk for a moment about the woman who, even though the president says that he's running Venezuela, the woman who is about to be sworn in as the, you know, effective president, the new leader, Delcy Rodriguez? She is incredibly controversial. She is certainly not somebody who was ever elected in a Democrat.
What happened to convicting Obama?
Huh, babe?
What happened? Gabbard? Yeah, what happened to convicting Obama?
Right, they told her, go sit down somewhere. You ain't heard nothing from her.
Remember, they were like, we'll arrest him if we have to.
Yeah. Oh. So we got this, like, after I take Chewy out, I have great discipline, and I always wash his feet off. I put him in the bathtub, wash his feet and stuff like that, and then I put this, we got this cream, or ointment, or what it's called, Kindful. It's nose and paw balm for dogs and cats. Yeah. Especially in the wintertime, you know what I mean? Their pads and stuff, and their noses get dry and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So you got it, like, you put lotion or Vaseline or whatever on your hands and stuff and feet, right? You don't let your nose get all dry and lips get all dry and shit. We use chapstick or Vaseline, so they should get the same treatment. I don't want Chewy to be long forever. Right, Chewy? I'm going to take a minute to just shout out people that have been listening to us. You know what I mean? We really appreciate it. I think it's important to take time out to just say thank you. You know what I mean? So, this is just over the last couple of weeks. You know what I mean? Because we're new to RSS.com and stuff like that. So, we weren't quite sure how it was going to turn out. You know, all that and stuff. So, but it's been going good so far. So, in the United States of America, we have, let's see, 55 downloads and or listeners from Milwaukee. We really appreciate it. So, I'll just read the states and the countries and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Here in the United States and then just throughout the world. So, we have the city of Milwaukee listening, obviously. Singapore. Yeah. Singapore is checking us out. We really appreciate that. Springfield, Illinois. We really appreciate that. Sydney, Australia. We really appreciate y'all. London. We really appreciate y'all. United Kingdom. Australia. Adelaide. We appreciate you. Shout you out, the city of Adelaide. I hope I'm not butchering that. And we hope everything's going well. We know there's been a lot of stuff going on in Australia. So we hope everyone is doing well out there. Michelle and I just want to say thanks for listening, y'all. And we hope life's treating you well. And please keep listening. You know what I mean? And thank you very much. Peter Lee. Out of the United Kingdom, shout y'all out, the city of Peterlee.
the city of McHenry, we shout y'all out. In Illinois, we appreciate y'all. Thank you for listening. Sussex Inlet in Australia, we appreciate y'all. Manchester in the United Kingdom. Panama City Beach in the United States. Arlington Heights in the United States. There's more as well, but I won't bore y'all with that. People are probably like, all right, that's enough of that. Yeah, shout out Washington, the state of Washington. Shout out Georgia. Shout out Florida. Man, we really appreciate y'all. All right, but spread the word, you know what I mean? If you like what you're hearing, spread the word. All right, y'all. Let's get back to this episode.
White, I wouldn't want to go to jail either. And where in the hell did these diseases come from? Now they got some new shit on TV. Where these diseases coming from? The flu, the swine, the this, the lion. Where this shit come from? All of a sudden, all these goddamn diseases. Where was these diseases when we could have used them? In slavery. Master, I was a slave? I got Alzheimer's, Master, I forgot. Where was this shit when we could use it? What's that shit you just say shit? Tourette, what is it called? Yeah. Whatever that shit's called, what's it called? Fuck you, Master, fuck you. Where's this shit when we could have used it?
So here's a explanation of what President Trump is doing now with Venezuela and Mexico, and a historical comparison to how the U.S. treated Native Americans and enslaved people in Mexico in the past. This connects U.S. foreign policy and threats to historical patterns of expansionism, violence, and land resource seizure. So the U.S. military executed a military operation in Venezuela, capturing President Nicolas Maduro and bringing him to the U.S. on criminal charges, which Venezuela calls a kidnapping and an act of aggression. Trump and his administration justify this as fighting narco-terrorism and drug trafficking, but many countries, legal experts, and the U.N. have condemned the action as illegal intervention and a violation of sovereignty. Trump has threatened similar pressure or action against Mexico, particularly over drug cartels, and repeatedly suggesting that something's going to have to be done with Mexico. The Mexican government rejects any U.S. military intervention and emphasizes sovereignty and cooperation without invasion. Most analysts think an actual U.S. invasion of Mexico is unlikely, but the threats are being used as leverage for security and trade negotiations. So right now, the U.S. is expanding military pressure in the region, anchoring it in anti-drug and national security language, with Venezuela already a battlefield and Mexico repeatedly threatened. To understand Trump's actions today, it helps to compare them with historical U.S. behavior in the Western Hemisphere. European settlers and the U.S. government used force, broken treaties, and warfare to take native lands for agriculture, settlement, and resource extraction. Policies like Indian removal forcibly displaced tribes, leading to mass death and loss of sovereignty. Enslaved Africans were forcibly brought, kept, sold, and terrorized under violence and law. Slavery was defended by the legal system and state power. People treated as property to expand the economy. The U.S. went to war with Mexico and took roughly half of Mexico's territory, including present-day California, Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico, via the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. This was justified at the time under Manifest Destiny, the belief that the U.S. was destined to expand across the continent. Like past U.S. interventions in Native nations, the Mexican government, Trump's military action in Venezuela involves forcing political change in a sovereign nation rather than strictly diplomatic engagement. Colonial powers used narratives of civilizing missions or safety. Trump uses drug cartels or national security to justify the interventions. This mirrors the pattern of masking expansion and force with high sound justifications. Historically, U.S. expansions were tied to land, agriculture, and minerals. Today, Venezuela's oil reserves and geopolitical positioning are central to U.S. strategic interests. Threats towards Mexico also tie into drug trafficking narratives and trade negotiations, not just pure security. In the past, the U.S. government made threats or used force to shape neighboring countries' policies. Now, threats of intervention against Mexico and Venezuela serve to extract policy concessions, security cooperation, and geopolitical advantage. Mexico is a modern nation-state, economically interlinked with the U.S., not a frontier territory, meaning a full invasion would be far more complex and destabilizing than 19th century war. International law and global scrutiny now exist, so direct conquest is less socially or legally acceptable, even if aggressive actions occur. Media and global institutions and civil society are louder than in earlier eras, so interventions are fought and debated internationally. Many Latin American nations react strongly. They see a long arc of U.S. interventionism in their region. There's deep fear of repeat cycles of domination, extraction, and loss of sovereignty that Latin American countries remember from history. In essence, what Trump is doing, using military force, threats, and security language to push U.S. To push U.S. interests in Venezuela and potentially Mexico resembles past U.S. policies that prioritized expansion, power, and resource control at the expense of other nations' autonomy and people's rights.
I don't know why these people think they can mess with people's children and rape them and molest them and kill them and go on about their goddamn business and nobody gonna do anything. They're insane. Don't mess with my six-year-old. I will cut a motherfucker's head off and go to the bar and talk to it. Give me a scotch and soda and give my friend here a beer. When they go crazy, you're supposed to go crazy too. I done been colored, I've been Negro, I've been so many goddamn things. And it's not true. None of that is true. We're not any of those things. I put down there when they put race, what it really is, I put it down. What are we? Stolen Africans. That's exactly what we are. I figured it out for myself. That's why white people don't want us in their neighborhoods or at their house. Every state in America, you can be arrested for having stolen property on your property.
So here are the states Remember, we were saying the other day that we're going to do some information reading on the states whose minimum wage is going up here in January, starting in January of 2026. So let's do a little, let's go down a little deep dive here and just see who's going up in minimum wage. I know Wisconsin ain't, there ain't even no conversation about it. So here's a comprehensive list of United States that are increasing their minimum wage in 2026. So this is the list of U.S. states that are increasing their minimum wage in 2026, mainly effective beginning January 1st of 2026. Many of these increases are due to annual cost of living adjustments, legislative schedules, or new minimum wage laws. So here are the states with minimum wage increases effective January 1st, 2026. Arizona, so their minimum wage is going to be $15.15 now. So all these numbers I read, I'm going to read the state, and then the number I read will be the new minimum wage as of January of 2026. So Arizona will be $15.15. California will be $16.90. Colorado, $15.16. Connecticut, $16.94. Hawaii, $16. Maine, $15.10. Michigan, $13.73. Minnesota, $11.41. Missouri, $15. Montana, $10.85. Nebraska, $15. New Jersey, $15.92. New York, $17. So that's going to be in New York City, / LI / Westchester, and then $16 elsewhere. So we'll maybe do a little extra digging on New York, because it sounds like they have a couple different ones depending on what area you live in or whatever. Ohio, $11. Rhode Island, $16. South Dakota, $11.85. Vermont, $14.42. Virginia, $12.77. And the state of Washington, not Washington, D.C., the state of Washington out west, $17.13. So these 19 states implemented increases at the start of the 2026 year that affected millions of workers. So 19 states. Okay, and then, so here are some states with later 2026 increases. So some states, you know, they're going to have changes or whatever, but it's not going to be right away at the beginning of the year is what it sounds like. So some states have scheduled minimum wage hikes later in the year, not on January 1st. So Alaska, so they're going to be increasing their minimum wage to $14 on July 1st, 2026. The state of Florida, so right now it says they're scheduled to reach $15 on September 30th of 2026. The state of Oregon, do y'all say Oregon or Oregon? So they're going to be, it says, adjustment based on inflation, likely July 1st, 2026. So it sounds like they don't have like a true number yet. They're kind of waiting to see how stuff's going to kind of go or whatever. So here's some side notes. So federal minimum wage remains $7.25 an hour and has not changed. It's $7.25 here in Wisconsin. Y'all, I'm telling you, the very first job I ever had was at Capitol Court Theaters. That was back in, I believe, 1988, I think it was. Right around there. Minimum wage then was like $5 and something. So just in the over, let's see, I started working in 2018. So I've been working for about 36 years, right? The minimum wage has only gone up $2 since I've been working. Damn near 40 years. That's ridiculous. Because that's really the main elephant in the room. You know, if people made more just basic pay, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wouldn't solve all your problems, you know what I mean? But it would help. It would definitely help. It would help keep, you know, somebody or, you know, some people from, you know, having a call and making a payment arrangement for a bill or having to, you know, pay their rent late. And then you get a, you know, a late fee and all that. And you know what I mean? You know, taking money from here to pay this and do that and do that, using this credit card for that and doing all that. You know what I mean? So, in some states like New York, regional differences result in multiple minimum wage tiers. Wow, that's crazy, y'all. So, yeah, so Alaska, theirs is going to be increasing to $14 on July 1st. Florida is scheduled for $15 on September 30th. And then, like I said, Oregon, they're saying theirs is going to adjustment based on inflation. Likely changes will take place July 1st, 2026. Man, yeah, y'all. I just, you know, Wisconsin, I said this other day, we seem to be like slow on a lot of things, y'all. So Wisconsin minimum wage is not increasing in 2026. Wisconsin currently follows the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. And the state minimum has been at that rate since 2009, y'all. So we haven't had a minimum wage increase since 2009. So basically 17 years. Wisconsin law ties the state minimum wage to the federal minimum wage, so it only increases if the federal rate goes up, which has not happened and is not scheduled for the year of 2026. Wisconsin minimum wage 2026. So state minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, same as the federal floor. Tipped minimum wage. So if you're a server, like if you work in restaurants and shit like that, you know, server, waiter, whatever you want to call them, they're making $2.33 an hour. I can confirm that because I've worked in restaurants, plenty of them. That's why tips are so important to people that work in a restaurant. Because not only does the server get some of that tip, you know, a lot of places, like, that tip gets divvied out and split up amongst everyone. Like when I was working at Carnivore, it's a steakhouse downtown Milwaukee. When I worked there, I got 2% of each server sale that night. So if there were six servers that night, that would be 12% I had coming total, or whatever they made. You know what I mean? So we're all getting a piece of that. Like the servers have to tip out the bussers, the food runners, the bartenders. You know what I mean? The cooks and all that kind of stuff and the dishwashers and all that, they're just, you know, they're just getting paid their salary or whatever. But, you know, if you bus tables, serve, run food, bar, you know, bartend, you make tips. So when you as a customer go in there and you don't tip nobody, no one's getting anything. And we really rely on that. Just think about that. If you're making $2.33 an hour, I don't care if you were working 8 hours full time. Add that up. That don't amount to nothing. How many bills can you pay with that? Yeah, and there's no scheduled increase in 2026. The rate stays at $7.25 unless Congress raises the federal minimum or the state legislature passes new legislation. So unlike many other states, there are automatically increases their minimum wage in 2026 due to indexing to inflation or phased schedules. Wisconsin has no automatic increase planned. It remains tied to the federal rate. Y'all can go check that out on Yahoo if you're interested. There have been proposals in the Wisconsin legislature to raise the state minimum wage. Examples of $15 an hour with future indexing, but none have passed into law as of late 2025. Yeah, that's our state government legislature, who was run by the Republicans most of the time. You know what I mean? So this is from, I'm just going to read just a minute of this. So this is from the NFIB webpage. And we're talking about the state of Wisconsin here and the minimum wage. So raise the wage legislation introduced. So this was from March 5th, 2024. So the NFIB Wisconsin will oppose passage of both proposals to raise a minimum wage. So legislation that would increase Wisconsin's minimum wage rate to $15 an hour is being introduced, LRB/5704, by Representative Lisa Subek of Madison, or Subek, so if I didn't butcher her name up. The representative is proposing a two-step process that would increase the current minimum wage rate to $10.85 an hour, followed by a second increase 1 year later to $15 an hour. The legislation also includes a provision that would increase the minimum wage rate every year based on the Consumer Price Index. In addition, Representative Solbeck her proposal will repeal a provision in current law that prohibits cities, villages, towns, and counties from enacting and administering local minimum wages. Companion legislation is being introduced in the state Senate by Senator Melissa Argard from Madison. NFIB will oppose passage of both proposals. So yeah, that's the big elephant in the room, man. You know, that minimum wage needs to go up. Like I said, it wouldn't solve everyone's problems, but it would probably cut people's problems in half. You know what I mean? All right, y'all. Let's get back to this episode. Enjoy the music, the clips, and the content. This one right here, this is a Dave East, y'all. It's called Hood Day. Play about a minute and a half. This is way better than that Ice Cube, It Was a Good Day. I never really liked that song that much. And I don't fuck with Ice Cube no more anyways. I don't fuck with him, Snoop Dogg, none of that shit. Damn, the garbage. Mama cooking, I can smell it. UPS just dropped the package, so if I'm about to check it. Kobe and Kyrie knocked out, they ain't woke up yet. Forgot to charge my phones, they both dead, plus I ain't smoke yet. Last night was active, head spinning, we took mad shots. A lot of fake titties in the building, bunch of ass shots. I jumped in the shower, brushed my teeth, put my cologne on. Got a text from this chick, I've been wanting to fuck for so long. Kobe wide awake, I'm watching Coco Melon. Kyrie on the roadblocks, my music on, I know they yelling. About to hit the deli, I
I hit once, I'm in the rush. This nigga keep trying to convince me to get on the bus. Some haters still on my nuts. That just come with it. Nobody that I know done died or caught a stray on the gang. Today feel like it's hood day. A couple niggas fought, but now the gun was drawn. Barbecues and liquor till the sun is gone. March 10th, nigga, if you know, you know. March 10th, nigga, if you know, you know. It feel like it's hood day, everybody fresh. And we gon' play the section till ain't nobody left. Champagne and cut.
I love this song right here. This is called We Are Blessed. We So Blessed. This is the Lox. I love Sheek's verse. Hi, this is Donald Trump's bitch ass. Check it out.
God damn.
Play about a minute and a half, y'all. Sheek Lucha underrated. He'll be saying basic shit, but it's slick.
Yeah, you can't understand or fathom my demeanor. Unapproachable appearance on how I back the Nina. Blood on the floor, somebody get the cleaner. Baseball bats, both arms and a slinger. Promoters all love me, I sell out the arena. I'm all about money, you can look at my demeanor. I don't give a fuck who you going to get. Nigga, it ain't beef if you see him by yourself and you don't do shit. Twitter wars, IG stitches. Fake ass thugs, I got litters of you bitches. My guns don't blow, I love no hoe. I need a translator to interpret my dough.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck Donald Trump. Let the Mexicans in. Sheek Looch. That's the silverback of the group. Donnie G.